What's going on, everybody? This is Renee Perez and Curtis Owens, and you're listening to the Rough and Real Podcast. Curtis, my boy, how you doing, G?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, man?
Good, my G. I'm good. It's been a minute.
It has been, man. I'm so happy to be here, man. There's been so many people. Bobby Roush, all these guys, man, just been on my case about where's the podcast?
Another one, huh?
People at my job. Hey, man, you still doing the podcast? Where's the podcast? Here we are, baby.
Yes, right. We back. Yeah, it's been a minute, man. We just been busy and doing different things. Obviously, my son's been playing a lot of hockey. I've been doing a lot of traveling with him. So that's keep me away and working long hours sometimes, trying to make up for that, you know, that little extra change that's costing me. But it's all good. It's all good and fun. He's been doing real well, just playing travel hockey. We've been going down to L.A. quite a bit. Did one up in Sonora. Three to four day tournaments. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it gets expensive, but it's well worth it. Not only to see him, but like to see him and all the kids, like how close they become. And he plays with a bunch of kids from like just different places. So it's kind of cool to see that he's making friends with kids that he would probably never be friends with if it wasn't hockey.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool, right? There's people from like Arizona that come out and play on his team, things like that. So it's pretty cool to see. And other kids from San Jose. So there's a team in San Jose that he actually had a chance to play with them in one tournament, made friends with a bunch of those kids. So it's kind of cool to see just, you know what I mean? It's kind of like the little inner crowd now. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see that, man.
No, that is cool. You know? It teaches them, you know, a lot of team sports. I mean, team sports is great for your kid, you know, right. Obviously. And hopefully you guys are making those connections too with those parents, man.
Yeah, no, and that's the other thing too. Yeah. We're making a lot of connections with parents that we would never probably hang out with.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, though we're from different worlds, we're actually not that different, right? We always figure that out. And next thing you know, we're just hanging and we're talking, going out to dinner and breakfast or lunch, whatever. It's pretty cool. And we're all rooting for the same kids. And it's cool to watch a bunch of these little kids just go out there and, you know, do what they think.
Of course.
And it's fun. It's fun. You end up rooting for them, man. And you see this crazy side of parents sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of moms, they get excited.
Oh, I bet.
You know what I mean? So it's definitely different.
I'm sure your wife's out there getting after it.
Oh, she's after it, bro. She's probably one of the loud ones. My son has told her before, like, just kind of keep it down a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's kind of cool, though. But it's fun, bro. I try to record. I get so much into that hockey game, bro. Next thing I know, I don't even know where my phone's at. I'm like watching the game. I'm cheering. I'm like, come on, let's go. And you know, and then I look back at the video and I'm like, oh, that didn't work.
Nah, you're going to have to get a tripod, dude.
Absolutely. It's fun though. But that's what I've been doing, working, you know. Luckily, God's been blessing me and my family, bro. We've just been good.
What you mean, luckily, homie?
You know,
you better switch up your words.
No,
right now.
Luckily, no, bro, because I'm always just grateful for it, bro, because he ain't got to.
I hear you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he ain't got to. He ain't got to look out for
him. Well, he kind of does, man. You know what? It's funny. He kind of does, though, because, you know, you crossed over. You converted, man. You chose him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
but at the same time.
And he made a promise to you, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like I don't expect nothing from him. Like, he doesn't, you know what I mean? And that's where I'm getting at. So,
yeah, you're humble. You're humble.
Exactly. It's just my little humbleness. So that he takes care of us. He's been blessing us, keeping us healthy and safe. You know, I'm just blessed, bro.
Like, let me tell you, dude. Let me tell you about that. That's a beautiful thing. And I'm the same exact way. Because, you know, we don't deserve it, to be honest. We, you know, the preachers always say it. But it's true. And it's the little things that we just can't even see. Like, I was on the freeway just yesterday. And we were coming back from, I think, a restaurant in Stockton or something like that. Traffic had backed up. I'm in the fast lane, comes to a complete stop. Middle lane's completely open. Fast lane, they're just flying, right? They're flying. So I'm trying to get over to that middle lane so I can keep it pushing. And I'm noticing cars jumping into the middle lane, obviously, from my lane and the other lanes. Right. So I'm like, oh, it's kind of unsafe. Anyways, finally a gap opened up where I'm like, okay, let me just get over. So I got over safely, was able to, you know, keep moving up the freeway. But I got this overwhelming feeling in my body, like, I got you. Almost like, dude, something could have happened right there.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that too often where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm worried about, you know, what could have been.
Right.
Dude, it was weird. It was almost like, because, you know, if you think about it, on that passenger side is my wife and my son in that back side. So somebody comes up that middle lane fast, they're getting hit before I get hit.
Right.
And it's one of those things that made me think, like, dude, like, God has really got us out here, even when we're not even expecting it.
Absolutely.
And that's absolutely huge. And that's, dude,
those are the ones you want to remember.
Exactly.
Because we neglect to think of those moments. You know what I mean? And again, it's just like us driving back and forth to LA.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that's 350 miles from one way that you start thinking like, man, anything could happen.
Anything, dude.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna lie, we get a little fast on the road because it's open. It's on the five. You know what I mean? A blown out front tire. Boom. Next thing you know, the truck pulls far to the right and boom, you're done.
Oh, you're like, flipping. I've seen that. It's crazy. It's insane.
It's those little things that you start like, you know, like, dang. And then of course, you go out there, you have a good weekend or whatever, spend some time with some friends or family. You come back and you're just like, man, that was cool. Mm-hmm. Like nothing happened. Nothing went wrong. You know what I mean? And a lot of times anything can just ruin the whole weekend. Like one little thing can ruin everything. And to this point, luckily, knock on wood and thank God, we haven't dealt with any of that.
Yeah, yeah. And those are the things that when people go, well, what should I be praying about or what do I have to be thankful for? Just that very basic, when they talk about just your waking up every day.
Right.
That's kind of, when people say that, that's what I think of. It's not just the waking up part, which is the obvious one, but it's like going through your day and your day before.
Absolutely.
you weren't sitting in your house the whole day. And even if you were, man, I mean, they got sinkholes, earthquakes. There's all kind of natural disasters going on. Houses blowing up.
Didn't we just have an earthquake not too long out here?
We did.
I was in LA, I think, when it went down.
I was at home. I was chilling. We felt it.
Yeah, you felt it?
It was nothing crazy. But it was, I think over here, when it got here, it was like a 4.
Okay.
But it started as a 6 in the mountains or something like that. Wow. So.
Yeah, it's a trip, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy. You just never know, man.
Man, you never
know. So be thankful every day. And like God says, the kingdom is near, man. So if you're not saved, if you're not giving your life to the Lord, man, make sure you do that. Just get off the fence. You know
better
what I'm saying?
Better sooner than later. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, you don't want to wait because you might not have that opportunity at the end of the day.
That's what it is, man. When he preached, him and John preached, the kingdom is near. That's what I thought about. It's like, because you just don't know. It's not the end of the world rapture thing. It's the,
No. It's just you
personally. It's that car accident.
Right. It's you personally. You know what I mean? Quick heart attack. Boom. You're done. Like.
Dude, and let me tell you something else. So my aunt, Yolanda, I've talked about her on the podcast
absolutely
a lot.
Shout out to her.
Please pray for her. You know, she's not old. I think she's getting early 50s, but she's had some health complications come up lately.
Okay.
We thought, I mean, her diabetes was bad. I think some other things happened, but, you know, we were thinking that she might have had some early onset dementia going on. You know what I'm saying? And we're praying to God that it was maybe it's her medication that was off, that was got her, you know, a little confused or whatnot. But it had me thinking, like, you know, we think about life and death, but what about your mind slipping? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What about like Alzheimer's, that type of like, you know, meltdown of your life? Because that happens. I mean, you're alive, but
are you?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a little bit different, you know?
Absolutely.
And I was like, wow, like I never even thought that far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kingdom is near, man. You know, and she's
it
good.
You mentioned it like that.
God's
different.
God's got her, man. She's good. She's been saved for a long time and she's a real one. So
I'd definitely be praying for her. Man. Yeah, shout out to her. And she's always been supportive of the show and she's real, real cool. So yeah, no, definitely. Let's pray for her. And
she just got out of the hospital. She's in a long-term facility right now. So trying to stabilize her diabetes and other things, you know, get her health back up to par.
Wasn't she also watching your boy back in the day?
She was. She's the one that used to watch. Her, my other aunt, Janine. Yeah.
That's right.
They were from 0 to 8 months. Yeah. They had them. Yeah, and they raised me. So
that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Big shout out to her, man. Hopefully she feels a lot better. We'll be praying for a quick recovery. You know, and like you said, hopefully it's just medication and they get everything under control.
Correct.
You
know? Correct.
That's awesome, bro. That's cool. How's the family been good? I mean, I know we ain't been here in a minute. Your boy's getting big.
Yeah, he's almost 4. He'll be 4 in September. He's swimming. I mean, he's full on diving in the pool.
Yeah.
To the bottom of the pool. To the bottom, swim back up, swim across the pool, treading water on his own. You know, he's doing his thing now, dude.
It's the Olympics, bro.
Man, he said, I don't want the life jacket no more.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Can he float?
Yeah, dude. He's floating on his back. Dude, he's doing it all.
I still can't float.
Dude, I told him, I said, dude, you're going to save me one day.
Yeah, absolutely. I, to this day, can't float. I trip out. I can't float.
I sink like a rock. I've taken swim lessons twice, and I'm just like, they're just laughing at me like, yeah, you do sink. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, it ain't just relax. It's I can't float.
Yeah. No, I got the same problem. It's hilarious because my wife, Letty, she can float. Like, she'll just lay on her back and
she floats. People can do that.
And she tells me, just relax. Just put your legs. Dude, I lay down. not even 5 seconds, my legs will start going down.
Yep.
And next thing you know, my torso's down.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Nah, man.
I can't do it. You know, they tell me breathe in. I can't do it. I never could float. So I can swim. Like I tell, I can swim from like point A to point B.
Right.
But I ain't stopping in the middle. Ain't none of that.
Chilling, hanging out, having fun.
Nah, bro. I can't do none of that. We, our honeymoon, we went to Cancun. And we had these things called cenotes. So they're basically holes in the ground.
Yeah.
And they tell you they're so deep, they don't know where they connect. And, you know, they all connect to other holes in other places. And my wife's out there playing around in the middle. And she's like, come on. I'm like, nope, I'll swim from this side to that side. And then I hold on because I can't float, bro. And if I go down, I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I never could float, man. That's my son makes fun of me, everything. But, yeah.
No, it's muscle, man. It's definitely muscle's like a rock. It just sinks, man.
Is that what it is?
That's what I was told by the swim instructor. She says, don't trip. You're just more of a muscular type, especially in your legs. So that's why it goes down first.
Okay. I'll take it, man.
I'm swole out here.
I'll take it.
You know, I'll be in the gym.
Please, Jesus.
I'm in a gym like that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
So, yeah, no, I'm really happy about that because, you know, I was always worried like, okay, hey, who's watching him? How close is he to the pool?
Yeah.
Don't slip in, you know. But now it's, I mean, we're still, you know, we watch him and stuff, but we're more comfortable because he can handle his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, bro. Even my son, he probably wasn't 4. I think he was probably more 7 when we were like, all right, you're right. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, 4 years old, that's a little guy. I think I did see a video where he swam, like, I don't know, you were probably at a relative's pool or something.
Yeah.
And, dude, it was funny because you just see his little feet
kicking. Yeah.
And he was gone. He was gone. One of your Instagram posts or something.
Yeah, he just be out, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's hilarious. Man, shout out to him, man. That's cool.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's cool. And I'm glad everybody's doing good, brother.
Yep.
So, man, it's been a minute. We even know how to do this anymore, bro?
Dude, we should have started off telling people that we're rusty. We can't even, hey, honestly, like, even right now, we can't even get our mics right. We on the same channel, using our separate channels.
I ain't changed nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I just came in here and I was like, well, let me get everything set up. So when you walked in, we could just kind of get going. I don't know what changed.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out.
Maybe your son was in here, you know, recording a gospel album, you know what I'm saying?
That's probably what it was. He was in here rapping, doing a rap album.
Hey, speaking of gospel rap, I mean, I can't name any people right now, but I'm seeing a lot of like new gospel rappers on Instagram, and they're really good, dude.
Yeah,
I gotta shoot you a couple of those videos. I'm really surprised.
Are you just watching like that verse?
Just or the clips? And if they got an actual album or song, I'll download it, you know, to support them. But like, when it first starts off, you can't tell, like, with the beats and everything else. And all of a sudden, they start talking about God and going hard, but like, really, like, scripture-wise, they're not just throwing it in there just to like catch you. They're actually like talking about something real, and I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Good for you guys, man.
Yeah, nah. I like that kind of stuff. You know what, though? It took me a while to get into.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
Know, yeah, it's, absolutely. Yeah,
it's kind of corny at first. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But it's still some good stuff out there. There is some good stuff out there.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot more people now that are they're getting out of the actual, like, legalistic side of church, and they're living in the spirit. And I think because when you go to a legalistic church or whatever background you're from, you can't rap. You can't talk like that or walk like that.
Right.
You kind of have to denounce your old life in that way. But these guys are like, nah, I'm living in the spirit. This is actually where I come from. This is where God delivered me from. And I'm going to talk about it.
Well, yeah, because that's how you're going to help others.
Exactly.
That's how you're going to deliver others from doing it, man. And that's huge in the kingdom.
That's huge,
you know,
man.
To
that's
be able to
huge.
Go out there and share your truths, share your life, and you know, other people will relate to it, man. Because they reach people that mean you can't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's things like that. We're doing our thing here. They're doing it through music. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, good rap.
Not
that corny stuff where you're just like, I ain't trying to listen to that.
Yeah, Kurt Franklin trying to rap. You're like, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
No, absolutely, bro. So that's cool. It's cool to, you know, yeah, shoot me some of that stuff, man. I try not to jump too much on social medias anymore, but I'm using it more for posting my son's stuff, and that's sneaking up on people from time to time.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Okay.
That's about it. You still on TikTok? You still get stuck on TikTok?
I'm still on TikTok, man. But listen, man, if you check my friends list, all right, it's clean. It's clean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, it's all motivational stuff. It's all either Christian stuff or motivational stuff, business stuff. I'm more into like the psychology stuff on there. There's actually a lot of good content on there if you get past all the original booty shaking and you know, pranks and jokes and all that. Yeah. There's some actually like talented, educated people on there that can really get you fired up.
Yeah. No, I've seen a lot. TikTok's funny. I mean, it's
cool. Hilarious. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, dude.
You know, it's funny. So let's talk, man. What are we going to talk about today, bro?
Well, I was, I don't know where I was when this came up, but I was talking to a coworker at work, good friend of mine, and they had asked me, hey, what's your favorite Bible verse? So I told her, and she asked me, well, what's your top three? And so we were talking about that, and it kind of inspired me, you know, to talk about that on the show right now. I texted you, and I was like, I wonder what yours are. So I figured we could just talk about it a little bit, man. Were you able to come up? Now, and now this is your current three that are inspiring you, because there's like 50 to 100 that you're like, ooh, that one too.
Absolutely. I mean, when I got your text, I mean, the first thing I thought was, right, like, no weapon formed against Michelle Prosser.
Yeah.
Like that's just instantly kind of the ones that came to me. But no, recently that I just kind of been reading and kind of like meditating on a little bit, I would say the first one would be like 1 Peter 3:9, which is, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with blessings. That is what God has called you to do, and he will grant you his blessings.
So what does that mean to you?
See, to me, it's a way for me to just try to live a little bit more peaceful, bro. Because I am a little petty sometimes. I ain't gonna front. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna front, bro.
The truth is out.
Out there.
The truth is petty, out,
bro. And sometimes, bro, I do feel like, and it's not malicious. Other people sometimes when they do stuff to you, but if you tell somebody, like I learned this like way back, like in high school, you try to tell them like, hey, bro, that was wrong. Like, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's right, or blah blah blah. But if you make them feel the way they just made you feel, they'll go, oh, that's cold. I'm like, exactly. That's what you did yesterday. And now I'm telling you that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You didn't offer me a soda. Now I ain't offer. And now you thirsty. Like, so it's almost like, you know, you paying them back with evil. Like you're showing them a lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was one of my biggest things. Instead of arguing with you, I'm just going to show you how you acting, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to do it. So I'm a little petty that way. I ain't gonna front. So now I'm like, look, man, if you just because you do me dirty, it's all good. Like,
yeah.
And not necessarily you have to be dirty. Like, you know what I mean? You have to do me wrong. It's just a matter of sometimes you might say something or you might act a certain way. And it's cool. It's like, you know what, bro? It's all good. I don't take it personal no more. And I'm like, you know what, man? God bless you, bro. We still good. Like,
yeah,
I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
I ain't mad over little stuff no more. So that's where I've been lately. Just trying to be at peace, man.
No, that's dope. And I think that's your maturity, because you're displaying God's love.
Right.
Because that's what it is. You can't say you love somebody if you're being petty, you know what I'm saying, and trying
absolutely
to do tit for tat. And we know that, you know, God, the vengeance is God's, man. So.
And I'm still struggling. I ain't gonna sit there and tell everybody I got it all tied up in a knot.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with it. But that has been one of the verses that I've just been kind of trying to implement and meditate on from time.
You know? And isn't it cool to know, like, there's security in that? Because I think we talked about it before, like, we felt like we had to go to war, we had a battle. Oh, right. I can't let you disrespect me.
Right.
But now it's like, when you have a verse like that that comes to mind and it means something to you, like, man, you know what? It's all good, bro. Like, have a good day.
And I tell you what, sometimes when I'll turn away, right? Because it could be something my wife says or something.
Yeah.
I'll turn around, bro, and I'll be like, man. And then I go, or am I? Then I got a chance to reflect and go, or am I tripping?
Right.
You know
that's
what
true.
I mean?
That's
or
true.
Was I in my feelings when she said it or whoever that now I was about to react crazy because of my feelings?
True.
So now that I'm trying to do that, I'm catching myself also not. It just solves a lot of issues because now I don't snap back.
Right.
Though a lot of times I do. And, you know, my face says a lot. So my wife, she knows my face. So she's like, you know, you still got to. But I still be like, all right, that's cool. Like,
well, let me tell you something, man.
There you go.
You're a child of God. It ain't you. It's them. It's definitely them. Okay.
I try, brother.
They need to try harder.
but that's what I'm reflecting on. I'm realizing sometimes it's not them. Sometimes it might be me.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
Anytime we give ourselves time to think about it, you can always be like, all right, let me look at it from their perspective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the key. If you can put yourself in someone else's shoes. Yeah. You could be like, all right, you know what? We both I just told my wife the other day, man, I saw a TikTok. A lady drew on a piece of paper the number six. She put it down in between her and the camera. She goes, I just drew a six, but what number do you see? And you saw a nine.
Right.
She goes, we're seeing the same number.
Just different sides.
But just different sides. But you can see a nine. If I flip it, you see a six. I see the nine.
Right.
But we're over here arguing about what we see. But, you know, we have like, we're coming from the same perspective, whatnot. And so I was like, you know, and I actually tried it with my wife. Dude, it was hilarious. So I drew the six, right?
And she stared at
it. I put it down in front of her. And I was like, all right, what number do you see? She goes, I see a P. I see a B. That ain't even a number. I'm like, that's not the point. It's a number. Well, you got to draw it again. So I had to draw it again. I was like, bro, this is a fail. Your
sixes look like P's.
I flipped it over. That's a P. And I'm like, you see a P or a Q? And I'm just like, let's just change. I don't care no more. Dude, it was hilarious, dude.
In that case, I see a B.
I was like, forget it, man. I'm done.
That is hilarious.
TikTok, man.
Man, they suckered you right in.
Yeah, I got played on that one, man. One of my favorite verses, though, moving forward, is currently 1 John 5, 21. The very end of 1 John 5, it says, dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Mm. Man, as I've been, you know, maturing through my journey, my walk, my personal walk, because everyone's got their own personal walk. That's the one. Those type of verses really stand out to me. You know, putting God first. You know, a lot. We're taught that. It's told to us over and over again. You hear it a lot. God first. You even had a hat that said God first. Yeah. To the t-shirts. Yeah. God first, you know. And it becomes just a saying after a while. Like, where you kind of like, oh, yeah, of course, God first. But if you really think about it, are you really? Can you really? I have to ask myself. Right now, even though I'm looking at TikTok, for example, can I put this down, open up my Bible app, and spend some time in the Word? Or are these videos that funny where I'm like, well, man, let me just keep this rolling. It's 5 more minutes. Right. You know, can I turn off that football game? And I love football. Can I, you know, just we have to ask ourselves those things. Don't put nothing above God. You know what I'm saying?
It's different for everybody.
Yep.
So also people don't have to be religious about it, where, you know what I mean? Because everybody's different, right? Because like, yes, you said, sir, you struggle with football. You love football.
Yeah.
I don't like football that much. Right. I have no problem.
Right. It.
So everybody's different. Everybody's got a different struggle. And you just got to know that you could if you had to.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we don't, because people say, oh, man, just pray for me, bro. You get a text. Pray for me.
Yeah.
But now, hold on, man. I'm watching one more play.
Oh, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
It's 4th and 8.
In a minute.
Hold up. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it's different. Right. That's where you catch yourself. You know what I mean? And yeah, no, it's hard. I think, like you said, we all say it because we all know it to be true. That's what the way it should go down. But yeah, bro, I think we all just get caught up in life sometimes where we stop praying for sometimes. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? We stop reading our Bible the way we should. You know what I mean? Instead of listening to a sermon in the morning, I don't know, like my wife, she listens to sermons every morning. But maybe instead of listening to a sermon one day, she wants to watch TikTok.
And yeah.
It's like, you know what I mean? That's that one day. Doesn't mean it's every single day.
Right.
It doesn't mean like, oh, you going to hell because you, but it's just a reminder that God has to come first. And I fell at that huge because I'll get consistent with praying in the mornings, talking to God when I wake up. But I ain't gonna lie, there's days when I don't.
Yeah.
And one day turns into two sometimes, three. And if I don't nip it in the bud and catch it, bro, next thing you know, it could be 6, 7, 8 days.
That's
2 weeks.
The key, yeah, consistency.
You know what I mean? And you got to go back. And it's crazy because it's not as easy to go right back to it. It's almost like you got to restart all over and start again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's tough.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy.
And so it says keep away. So if every now and then you have to test yourself on that. You know, if you think about it, the Holy Spirit pokes you and says, hey, Can you put this down right now? You got to test yourself and go, you know what? I'm just going to just out of the blue, just turn it off.
Yeah.
Even if I'm just going to turn it off and I'm just going to worship music or get into the Bible or turn on YouTube, you know, hear the word. You have to test it, man. Yeah. Because if you can't do it, the Bible says right here, keep away from it.
Yeah.
So that's important to me, man. I think, you know, again, when I'm looking at the Bible and I'm like, what is this about? What is this walk about? What does God want from me? Mm. What is he asking me to do? These verses right here stand out.
Right. No, that's a good one, man. Always keeping God first is always a good one. You can't go wrong with that.
So what you got, man? What's your number two? Your current number two, man.
So staying in 1 Peter, right? 3:17. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong.
Okay.
That's hard, bro. That's hard, but I've been meditating on that for a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we've always joked about it here, man. Sometimes being a Christian and things like that could be a little corny. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or it looks a little corny.
It can be.
And people going to judge you on it. And sometimes you're like, man, I want to speak up on certain things like that sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, or you know, like, let's say, for example, like even like these hockey tournaments I go to, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there's Christians all over, right? We're everywhere. But when you're in a away from all that whole environment, right? Ain't nobody there talking about the Bible. Ain't nobody there talking about church. To be the church guy, you're like, do I want to be that guy? You know what I'm saying? Because you're around a bunch of people who are basically, especially like dads, they're just there chilling, man, because I ain't working. I ain't at the home doing chores. Like, I'm out here in flip-flops and shorts and a t-shirt just relaxing. And sometimes you're like, man, do you want to be that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You see somebody, a little kid get hurt, and you're like, you want to start praying in front of everybody? You see what I'm saying? So that made me think about that as I've been out in the tournaments and stuff. It's, you know, it's hard sometimes being, that's what God wants you to do, but you got to do it.
Yeah, I think, like, when I read, or when you read that verse, and I'm thinking about, like, my life, I think it comes down to also, like, just some of our actions. Like, let's say you're at a party and everybody's turning up. Mm-hmm. They're partying extra hard. I mean, you want to have fun too. But at some point, you got to, again, suffer and do good and leave, you know, or start turning the party down. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, hey, you know what's going to happen. You know, you don't want to be you end up being a party pooper, but you got to remind people of the dangers of doing too much.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That just, you know, again, I'm just talking because y'all know who listens to our podcast, and it's people like us and younger.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm just trying to relate to them. So it's little things like that too. But also, like you said, I mean, it's our marriages.
Yeah, no, everything.
it covers a lot, man. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So that's where I've been, you know, those are just a couple of the verses I've been just kind of contemplating on because, man, it's difficult, bro. Like, you try to, like, when people know you're a Christian, right, and they want to come to you for prayer and things like that, it's easy to kick in and be like, yeah, let me pray for you.
Yeah.
And I'll pray for somebody or, you know what I mean? I can talk about, we can talk church, we can talk Bible. Like, I ain't got a problem with that. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
You know what I mean? But it almost like I have to wait for somebody to come to me with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't come to somebody with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that to me is where I would love to get to someday, where I can come to people with it. And if they go, man, am I trying to hear that? I'd be like, all right, dude, cool. You know what I'm saying? And not feel like bad or hurt. Be like,
yeah,
all right, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not there. And that's where I want to be. And I think to me, that's what that verse was saying. Like, just do the right thing. But if you feel somebody needs to hear it, then talk about it.
Well, that's what's up. I think that's where if you feel that in your heart, like you said, you're not there yet, but that's where God wants you to be.
Right. Like, that's where I want to
be. God's giving you a purpose. That's what's up.
Like, doing it on the mics here is easy. We can talk to God and we can pray, and I got no problem with none of that.
Yeah.
Because I ain't worried about the other side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
yeah. So now that to me is what I want to do. I want to be able to do the right thing no matter what.
You know, lately with that, because, you know, I be clowning and cutting up and stuff like that. And, you know, I try to be funny and whatnot. Sometimes it goes too far. I'll admit it. People know me. but I always come back. I make sure that I acknowledge who my Savior is. I make sure that I give him his glory. And I'm getting a lot better at that than I was before.
But in public or to yourself?
It has to be. It's a public declaration.
Okay.
You know, Bible talks about that. You know, it ain't just at the baptism. It's every day. And so I try to remind myself to sprinkle that in.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Start pop locking. You know what I'm saying? And I say, I don't just say Jesus or God. I'm like, Jesus Christ. They're like, who? Jesus Christ. I say the full thing, because when you say Christ, they're like, man, what's wrong, though? You over here trying to send a message? Yes, I am. Yeah. Jesus Christ. He's your Savior. Because you got a lot of people, and it's funny because you got a lot of people that'll be like, oh, really, Mr. Church Guy? You was over here cracking jokes just a minute ago. Right. And I'm, but that's the beautiful thing about it. I'm like, so what do you think it looks like? What's your opinion of it? What were you taught as a youngster? You know, because I can promise you, I got verses to back up what I'm doing. But what you're talking about, it's just what someone told you.
Right.
So have, you know, getting that relationship with God, with Jesus, he'll show you a different way. It's not about being legalistic. You know what I'm saying? That's not it. That's what the Pharisees and Sadducees were doing. You know, it's not about also disrespecting Christ, you know, and acting a fool. But, you know, there's being in the spirit. It's different, man.
Absolutely.
You know, it looks and it doesn't look the same. And I honestly, I'm really turned off by that, man. When everybody, like, you know, you get in the group. You know how it is. You know, you get in the, you know, whatever group you're in, and everybody kind of does the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I kind of never really fit in with a lot of groups. I'm always like in and out of different groups because I just can't maintain that like rigid like conformity. I'm me.
Right.
And when I see everyone doing the same way, acting the same way, talking the same way, I purposely talk the opposite and I get booted from the group. It is what it is because it's ridiculous. So again, when I see it in some of these you know, religious circles, again, it's a turnoff, man. It's like,
right.
I can't do, you know, that talk all day long. Let's talk about something real. Let's infuse it. Let's include what's going on in our real lives. Cause I guarantee everyone of y'all that's going to get in your car, the next phone call you get, you ain't going to sound like this religious priest that you sound like in this building right now.
No. And you can, like you said, man, it's good as to be able to intertwine them. And be it, because that's part of being real.
Yeah.
Is we all deal with real struggles. So we can all get together and we can fake the funk and we'll ball our heads at the same time. We all start, you know, preaching and crack our voices. Like we can all do that.
Dude, exactly.
You see what I'm saying? But let's be real, man. When somebody opens up, and I think for men it's harder though. Because sometimes you just want to open up and be like, look, man, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And you realize everybody's struggling.
Everybody is,
you know,
dude.
What I mean? Nobody's away from struggle or safe from struggle.
Yep. Bible talks about that.
And that's the way you really get to people is by talking about those situations. Because like you said, we can have this little talk. We talk about these verses going on. And then we go get in our cars, bro. And at the end of the day, we didn't really solve anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? We just gave our opinion, and not only our opinion, we gave an opinion that we've heard before because we know it's right.
Right.
Because it came from a big name pastor or preacher or something.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, I'm going to tell him this. I remember that, you know what I'm saying? Watching that sermon.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're still in the same boat.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to be able to talk it out.
I'll tell you what though, because I feel like I'm real. It's funny how many one-on-one conversations I get from people. When they slip out of the group a little bit and we go into that corner and they're like, bro, let me tell you about da da da. I'm like, okay, now
that dude over there.
Yeah, now we get some real conversation. And then again, that's so beautiful when we can turn a real conversation
into
infuse it with Christ and the Spirit. And now we're talking about, okay, well, the Bible talks about that. And you're talking about anger, being petty. I get that. These, you know, our wives can be petty too, but let's talk about what does God want from us, man? We gotta love our wives, you know, and that's beautiful, man, when we can do that.
Cause you try to learn something from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over.
Yeah. And again, it's not about like, I mean, you said infusing, and I know what you mean, but I want to clarify cause like, I know we got a lot of people to listen to that. Be like, oh no, it ain't watering down the gospel. It's not watering down the word. God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. We know this.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying being able to put your real,
yes,
the real what's going on around us today.
Exactly.
And talk about it. And like you said, go back to scripture. Right? Yeah. And realize what does scripture say? This is what it says.
Yep. It's your life and your walk. Again, you might not have an issue with this, but I do. And you can't say, well, why you got an issue with that? That shouldn't be a problem. It's a problem for me, man. I'm struggling with it. You not? Okay. But everyone has their own walk.
It makes me a better Christian.
I'm just more mature in the faith. All right. So my next verse is Proverbs 16. I had to throw a proverb in there. Proverbs 16, verse 3 says, again, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed, man. It's all Christ-centered for me today. That's what it is for everybody, obviously. But again, you know, you commit your plans to the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And everything will succeed. Like, that's real to me. Like when I'm deep in meditation, when I'm thinking about like my life and I'm asking God for things. And I think I mentioned it before. Like, I feel like God's like, all right, you want that? You want to do that? How does that serve me? You know what I mean? I know you're looking for something to serve you. How does that serve me? And I feel like I have to like really come up with like a business plan for the Lord. Like, okay, I want this, and this is how it's going to serve you, Lord.
Let me try to
sell you this, Lord.
Have a seat. Let me talk to you, Michael.
And he like, you janky hustler, man. You can't get up out of here, man. Nope, denied. Okay, I'll come back stronger next time. But no, we gotta think about that, man. If our actions are committed to him and it's serving him, I truly believe he'll bless us. And I think a lot of people that don't get what they want, it's because it's not for him. It's not serving him. It's serving you or serving whatever your purpose is.
Right.
And God's like, nah, dude, this is all about me. And I mean, it might sound selfish, but hey, I'm God. Okay.
We all know he's a selfish God anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to serve him and we got to just grow with it, man. And understand that that's what it is. So I love that verse.
Yeah.
16:3.
No, that's cool, man. I like that one too. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. I got one more. Oh, yeah. So this is an oldie but goodie. Boy, they are. Right? It's in the Bible, so you know it's an oldie but goodie.
It's an oldie but goodie.
No, it's one of the famous ones, but same thing. I read it not too long ago. Luke 9:23. Then he said to the crowd, if any of you want to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, your daily cross, and follow me. Right? And again, I go back to just me been realizing how petty I can be. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to get away from them selfish things that have to do with me.
Right, right.
Like, it ain't about me. Like it's been a minute and I've gone through it, but I always feel like I have to revisit that. I got to put down my feelings, my wants, my needs, and realize that it's what God wants.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day, it's what he wants. And whatever he wants me to do, then like it or not, I got to do it.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? And the more I struggle with not doing it, then the longer I'm going to sit there in that little hamster wheel spinning my head till I just get it. That's what he wants me to do. And I got to learn to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I've always struggled with distinguishing when it's his voice and not his voice and, you know, and all that stuff. Like, I've always struggled with that. But it's also something I continue to pray on. Because I want to do what he wants me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like you said right now, like when you want to do something and you asking him and you're trying to sell it to him, I've been through that. I go through that all the time. But at the same time, it's like, wait, so is this what I want or is this what you want?
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
You want me to do this, I'll do it. If you don't, then I don't. Even though I do, can you double think of God? Because I do want to do it. You know what I mean? So you start negotiating. But at the end of the day, it's what he wants. And to me, it's put your cross, you know, put all your stuff away, pick up your daily cross. And follow Jesus.
Yep.
That's it. And it goes back to earlier when I talked about same thing, doing the things that you're supposed to do, even when it don't seem right. You know what I mean? Around other people and things like that. So that's where I've been with mine, bro. Just struggling, not struggling with it, but just kind of meditating on that stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to do what's right. Hockey's kept me from church quite a bit, so I'm trying to watch it online. You know what I mean? Still trying to do the things I know I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, but that's it. That's just, those have been my three verses for right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
My third verse is oldie but a goodie again. You know what I'm saying? My memory verse, man, the one that really like captured me was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know what I'm saying? God will give you everything you need.
I ain't gonna lie. Hold up one second, man. You sound like Samuel Jackson, Pulp Fiction right there.
I was going for Teddy Jenks, but you. I don't want to get into Samuel. There's a lot of people that can recite that whole Pulp Fiction scene. I'm like, man.
We can cut this out. It just hit me when you was talking.
And all these things. Yeah, but I love that. I love that verse, man. I've loved that verse since day one when I first started reading the Bible. Because it was like, to me, that was God talking straight to me. Mm. Like, I wrote this verse just for you. Like, this is what I want from you.
Gotcha.
Like, come and seek me first before anything else, man.
Yeah,
and I got your needs. I got you. You literally don't have to worry about nothing. And before that whole verse, it talks about the birds of the air and, you know, what they don't sow. And it's just like, dude, we're so, I don't know. I still to this day don't fully believe that verse. I mean, I believe in it. Trust me. I believe it. But I guess the right word is I still don't fully like trusted, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I get it. I know you got me, but I'm still going to plan.
Because
I'm still going
to. We still want to do. Like, it's hard to just sit on your hands and be like, all right, God, you got it.
Dude, the day that verse becomes 100% who I am and what I'm about and 100% real to me is the day I'm full of maturity. I see it. I'm at the top. And I'm getting there because there's a lot of things that I have truly let go of, like trying to plan and trying to do. And I'm like, nah, God's just going to take care of it, man. All I got to do, focus on him, get in my prayers, you know, stay in the word, just keep listening to the word. He's got me, man. I ain't got to sit here and study this or do that or plan this.
Yeah.
He's got it, man.
Yeah. No, I think that's huge. But like you said, man, I feel you because when things are kind of messed up, I'm all about it. I'm like, y'all, God's got this.
Yeah.
But when things get really messed up,
yeah,
it's hard. Bro.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard to sit there and just be like, yeah, it's all good.
And look at the disciples when they were on the boat with Jesus.
Yeah.
And it started rocking and that storm came and they started freaking out. And he was like, hey, you have little faith, right? They're with Jesus. They're the disciples. He's right there.
He's still freaked out about it.
You think God's going to kill his own son in a boat from a storm? No, man. And he was like, dude, y'all got no faith. So don't judge me. If the disciples couldn't get it right with Jesus right next to him, right, and right. I ain't never seen Jesus,
right.
Don't judge me, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I agree with that 100%, bro.
Yeah, real quick, dude, let me just say something. I did go to church today. Pastor Chris Scholes, man, we had him on the show a couple times. Great dude, man. He's really good.
Shout out.
He talked about proximity. He gave 4 points of basically getting closer to Jesus and being under his authority.
Okay.
And one of the things he mentioned was proximity. And I like that. It was really good. And what he meant by that was, you know, he actually used the quote from, I forgot who had it, was, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are in 5 years type thing. He used that message. And I don't know, it kind of came across as like, you know, proximity to godly people, which is great. But it almost felt like, you need to come to church. You need to be in church. You need to be in these groups. Da 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 da. And I feel what he's saying on that, man. But I just want to say, man, I know what he meant, but I felt like there's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. You know, because at the end of the day, these church people disappoint you just as much as somebody a worldly person will. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well,
because people are just people, and I think that like even I learned this during COVID. When you talk about proximity, it's being connected to the word in that relationship. And he talked about relationship a lot and that was great. But I was telling my wife after we left, I said, listen, it's a relationship thing. You know, it's about being, you know, in your word. It's about listening to the word. It's about listening to your worship music. It's about being close to God. Cause ultimately at the end of the day, he's the only one that you could trust to guide you through what you need to get through.
Now I don't know. I'm playing devil's advocate in a bit cause I haven't seen the sermon. Was he talking about proximity to the church or proximity to God's kingdom?
I'm sure he meant it to God's kingdom, but it kind of came out to me. Again, I don't, you know.
Well, it's just your personal
opinion. Want this dude to snake me when he sees me, sucker punch me. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be canceled.
Exactly. It just kind of came across as like, you know, who you're around. And I totally understand that.
Right.
But you got to be careful with that too. But as long as you remember that you want to be around Jesus, that's the key. That's the goal.
Absolutely. 100%.
Because it's not just about like thrive. You know what I'm saying? There's some great preachers who are online on YouTube or wherever or podcasts that
church down the street.
Yeah. Or anywhere that can just really reach your heart and really, you can, cause God can give you the word through anybody and he chooses. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I think he talked about relationship. I'm not saying that he did not, but I just remember thinking like, okay, you know, there's a little bit more to that in my opinion, but.
Right. Well, proximity is, again, to me, it depends. If he's talking about the church and being around, but even if you're in small groups, you still have to be seeking God first. Right. And I think, well, that's one of my issues. And I fell into that for a little bit where, especially, I think when you're new in your walk, you start depending on people,
absolutely,
right, to show you the way.
Mm-hmm.
I give Pastor Chris a lot of credit, at least personally with me, because he wasn't just telling me what to do or what he was encouraging me to read and encouraging me.
Oh yeah, he's good about
myself.
That.
So I'll give him credit on that. But I think a lot of people, and again, I felt victim to it early. You start depending on people and listening to certain people, where it's not even really a relationship with Jesus. It becomes a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
And when that person fails you or that person not even fails you, just fails in general, or just makes a mistake. They're human. It's almost like, man, see, that's why I don't go to church.
Yeah.
See, man, that's it, man. Y'all a bunch of fake people at that church. Every church is the same. It's the same thing that happened when I was 15 years old. And that's why I don't go to church. And next thing you know, you pulled away from Jesus, but you was never getting close to Jesus. You were getting close to that person.
Exactly, dude.
Or that building or that group, right? So even like these small groups, I always had a problem with small groups that stuck together for
two,
3 years. Because it becomes almost a cult after a while.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's just us.
Come on, bro.
Nah, yeah, it's a cult, man. It's a cult.
I'm an Elberite, dog. I told Elber, I said, I'm an Elberite. No, but you're right about that. No, you're 100% right about that.
It's not a cult.
Yeah.
But you, next thing you know, you don't want to be in other groups.
Yeah.
And I get it because you do speak a lot of, you know, you talk a lot of personal information.
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, you're like, man, now I got to start all over. So I get all that, too.
Yeah.
But again, it's all about Jesus.
So, it is.
So I haven't heard the sermon. I'm going to look forward to hearing it. I always try to listen to the sermons from Thrive, especially Pastor Chris. That's my boy. I love the dude. But, you know, I'm interested in hearing about it.
Dude, it was a great, great sermon. Pastor Chris really brought it.
I would say his last three or four, I think, dude, have been fire.
Yeah, for real.
And I give him credit because we talked about it a little bit off air. I can see his maturity when he preaches.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's very mature.
Okay. You're getting French. You sound French now, huh? Mature. Okay.
But, you know, shout out to Chris, man. And again, this ain't no hate on Chris or Cry or nobody. This is just conversation, man. This is what we do.
We rough and real, man.
That's what we do.
But
we
talk. So, no, what you said, that point you made earlier was amazing because it was awesome because, like, it's true. I think that's what happens. You get more trust in the building. You know, you put all your trust and hope in the building and to the people in the building. And when they disappoint you, you're like, forget this church. You hit it right on the head, dude.
That's true.
That's so true.
Or maybe don't disappoint you. Maybe they move. They move to another state, wherever that person was. And now you're like, well, I don't want to go there no more.
Yeah.
I was only there for that X person. It's like, mm-hmm. What?
Or when God's calling you to move.
Or God's calling you.
And now you're like, well, I can't go nowhere else because I only can do this. And it's like, no, dude, that's not Jesus. Was always on the move when he was walking around. Man. Paul was always on the move, man.
I wouldn't have kept up with Jesus. He walked.
Dude, he didn't just stay in Jerusalem. He was moving around, man.
He was heavy.
You better look at what your Savior was doing. You better look at what Paul was doing. They were moving around, man. And another point I wanted to make about the proximity thing, too, was we can't get stuck in the four walls, man. And again, if we get stuck in the four walls, if we get stuck in that one group, who else are we reaching? We're just sitting there, you know, which is cool. You know, we're keeping ourselves, you know, above water and we're helping each other out. And that's super important, too. But also, you know, we got to reach other people, man. We got to shine other places.
Yeah.
We got to be the light in other places.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what God calls us to do.
Exactly. So
we are light.
Yeah, man. You know
him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, dude. So fellowship is huge. And I love that. And it definitely is where you get your strength, you know, 100%.
Because I also do agree. This walk is not designed to be done alone.
No, it cannot. It absolutely cannot.
No way.
You need someone to talk to. That's 100% true.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So I see the proximity thing because, yeah, you do want to be around Christian folks anyway. You know what I mean? Because, again, you show me who you're kicking it with. I'll show you where you end up. But you got to have a little bit of discernment, understand who's around you. And I'm not saying everybody's bad. Maybe they just ain't as mature as you are in your walk, or they're still learning, or they just don't know.
Yeah.
And you just got to help other people just the way you hope they would help you.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Especially in those groups and things like that, you know. But ain't nothing wrong watching sermons online. I personally don't see that.
And just watching other preachers in general. And studying, you know, having a different study Bible. Because, again, I think when the definition of the cult is reading one Bible or reading one literature, everyone, you know, reading the same thing. We can't read nothing else. We can't expand. We can't listen to another preaching. We can't talk to nobody else. If anybody else talks, we automatically, oh, no, they wrong. They doing this. They doing that. You got your nose up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where you got it wrong.
Yeah.
You got it severely wrong. Because it's about love. You know what I'm saying? And as you know, as long as you can hold your own and you know what the word says, go out there and talk to people, man.
Why not? And even if you don't know what it says, go out there and talk to people.
Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. That's how you learn.
Trust the Lord, man. Just go out there. If that's what you're going to do, go talk to people. If you don't know, ask questions.
Dude, I'll tell you what. When I was talking to, I had a Jehovah's Witness friend. I talked about her before at work. And when she talked about her stuff, you know, in the very beginning, I was still reading my words. So I was still learning too, but I just knew it didn't feel 100% right.
Right.
It was too many things to kind of question. Again, not denouncing them or calling them something that they're not, but it just didn't feel right. And I said, you know, you got to get a little bit deeper than that. So what I'm saying is, if the spirit is in you, God'll let you know. He'll give you discernment. He'll give you, you know what I mean? He'll let you know what you need in that moment.
You got to get God in you first.
Well.
You got to get God in you first, not your personal opinion. It ain't about your personal opinion, right?
Well, how do you do it? How do you do that, though? Come on, I mean, man. We got time to talk about it. Where we at on time, man?
We got time, man. We always got time. But I think first getting God is getting starting your own relationship with Jesus Christ is the first and most important thing.
Okay.
And we can sit here and debate. How do you find salvation? Do you pray a prayer, get baptized? You got to start having a relationship with God. That's number one. Start reading your Bible. Just open it up and just read it. You know what I mean? Pray to him. Let him come to you. Let him talk to him. And you got to be real with him because God knows when you're playing. I don't know why people think like, oh, Christians are so fake. Like y'all can go out there and do dumb stuff and then just say you're sorry and then move on. Nah, man, it don't work that way. Nah, it doesn't. To me, that's like the biggest misconception people have. My son can't run outside and do whatever he wants and come back in and tell me he's sorry. And I'm just going to be like, okay. Like, it don't work that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to really be sorry about what you're doing. Does that mean you're going to be perfect? No. But you got to start a relationship. Just start talking to God. You don't even have to read your Bible. Just start talking to God.
That's true.
And believe in him and just start talking to him. And trust me, he'll take care of the rest. They always say in the Bible, man, he'll knock on the door. But he's waiting for you to let him in. If you like, oh, I ain't trying to let him in yet because I still got to do this or I still got to get rid of so-and-so. Or I got to change this, get rid of this habit. He going to sit outside and wait till you let him in. But that's what he's trying to come in for. He's trying to fix things up. Open a door, let him in, tell him everything that's wrong, and let him start working.
There's plenty of verses that support everything you just said, man. And one of the ones that I love is Psalms 51:12. It says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. I've talked about that before. Yeah. Make me willing. I mean, right here, he's telling God, make me willing. So I think when you truly want that relationship with God, with Jesus, that's how I started.
Yeah.
I pleaded to him. I had got saved and I feel like I really wasn't really real until 6 months later where I was like, I felt official.
Right.
You know what I mean? Cause I at that point, and I don't know if I've talked about it, but at that point I was like, God, you know what? I'm done. I want to be close to you. I want a relationship with you. When I'm reading this Bible, I want it to be clear. Like, I want to be with you. And at that moment, that's when it became like, okay, God was like, all right, I see you.
I had the exact same thing. I'm pretty sure we've talked about it.
Yeah.
But same thing. I was at church a couple of weeks and next thing you know, I would have raised your hand, say this prayer. I did the whole thing. And I'm like,
okay. What? We've all had that.
Nothing.
Yeah,
I went home and I was like, hey, whatever. It wasn't until months later when I sat in the back with another pastor and I told him, I said, I don't even know if I'm saved. Like, what does this mean? And we broke it down and we had a full conversation about it. Then I'm like, oh, hey, you're right. And then I broke down, not because of what she was telling me, because I had that feeling inside all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, this is real. And I broke down there. My wife was right next to me. That's when I felt it. I'm like, I didn't know what was going to happen next. Like, I was still scared because I'm like, now what? But at least I had that moment and I felt it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why it's a trip. It's like, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about that sometimes of, you know, you're just trying to save people. But then what?
Exactly.
You just send them right back out
to
the jungle.
Just producing numbers and you're feeling good about that. But
you know,
are you really saving people? Yeah,
that's the big one. But no, that's the big thing, man. Just start talking to God. And once you realize that God is good and God loves you and he forgives you for anything you've ever done. And I mean anything you've ever done. That's when you realize, man, that the love of God is like nothing else, bro.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? You can talk about how much your mama, your daddy loved you. Ain't the same, bro.
No, not even close.
Not the same.
Not even close.
You don't know true love till you get God's love.
Yeah.
That's for real.
No, that's for real. And when you read your word, you realize like what we're up against on the spiritual level, how the devil wants to just sift us and just take us out. But God's got his protection over us. You're like, dang, he really loved me.
Yeah.
How he sent his only son.
His only son.
To be nailed and humiliated on a cross.
He told him like, yo, dad, like, can you make this stop?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This hurts, man. Like, I'm dying. This hurts. And God was like, oh, well.
Yeah, this is the plan.
You got to go through it.
Man, talk about that. That's huge, yeah.
You start looking at stories like that and you go, phew, he don't play.
Yeah.
God don't play.
We talked about it before. You going to send your son to die for some people who you know won't even love him?
who might potentially maybe someday think about even and lie about it, like
the people that is nailing him to the cross he sent to save.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and to save those people that are killing you. That's what we're doing this for. I'd have been like, oh, hell.
Right.
You get me out for this. Make this cup pass. Like,
yeah. Even though they're going to nail you to the cross, guess what? They're still going to live, and I'm still going to give them a chance.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Yeah, wait a minute. What?
It is insane.
Who came up with this plan? Yep. Pops?
Yeah.
But that's how much she loves us, dude.
But that's how much she loves us.
That's how much she loves us.
You know, and it's a beautiful thing when you realize all that. It's not just a Christmas story. You know?
No, it's really not, dude. It's really not.
It's more than that. It's bigger than that.
Yep, absolutely. Read Psalms 51, guys. If you guys really want something to help you, confess your sins and what that looks like, and something that you really need, you know, you're looking for something to help you really plead to the Lord. Psalms 51 is a good chapter to read because David's just really breaking down,
right,
and just really like laying it all out. That's what's up. I love it, man.
Does it matter what Bible they read in?
Oh, it doesn't, man. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. So I think everybody's got a Psalms 51. You know, absolutely. I think it's probably clear in every Bible, including the Jehovah's Witness one. You know, I know there's little things, tweaks here and there, but
absolutely,
once you start reading, God's going to do what He do, because we can read the same Bible right now.
Yeah,
and you're going to see something completely different than I did. Absolutely. Than I have. We've learned that from our studies. So God's going to do what He does, right?
Yeah, man. All right, brother. Oh, man, it felt good to do
it. It felt really good, dude.
Man, it felt good. I ain't gonna lie. It felt good to just come on here and talk to the people. I hope we still got some listeners.
I hope the audio came out good, man. Because this was a good podcast, man. I hope it ain't all, you know, janky.
Nah, it'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
God will make it work. Why not? Yep, why not?
He'll make people put on earbuds if they have to. God will hook everybody up. You ain't got earbuds, God's gonna bless you with some earbuds.
There you go. You can listen to our show.
Big blessings from Jesus for saying well.
Yeah.
But nah, man, I'm happy you came out. I'm happy you called in text, and I'm happy we got in here, man.
Yeah. Let's put it on God, and let's let God handle it, and
let God do what He do.
Let's do what He do, man. His word's never gonna come back void, man. So hopefully, absolutely, Lord. Thank you for bringing us in here, Lord. Thank you for giving us the strength, the courage, the wisdom tonight to talk about Your word and send it out, Lord. It all comes from You through us, and it's going into the minds and hopefully the hearts of everyone across the world. We got a lot of listeners everywhere, Lord. We appreciate You giving us the opportunity to do that for You, Lord. We just ask that You help everyone out there that needs help, Lord. Save everyone out there that needs saving right now, Lord.
Yes.
People need help. People need healing. They need wisdom, Lord. Bless them right now. Bless them tonight. Bless them whenever they choose to listen to this podcast, Lord. We love You and we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I also want to just do a quick prayer, bro, for your Auntie Yolanda, man. I hope she gets better soon. Anybody out there dealing with any kind of sickness, Lord, I pray that You bless them, that You heal them. Lord, I pray that You give them anything that they need, Lord. In Your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, bro.
For sure. Thank you, everybody, for coming and hanging out with us. I hope y'all still remember us and love us the way we love y'all. Any last words, bro, before we get up out of her?
Be in peace, man. Go in peace.
That's right. All right, man. Everybody, this is Renee Perez and Curtis Owens. And we are the Rough and Real Podcast. And we are out.